Welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia, the owner of the True Wealth Group. Well, Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig is celebrating his retirement, and ESPN and other sources report that he's expected to receive an annual salary of about $6 million in retirement. ESPN blogger David Schoenfeld recently weighed in on that figure.
Well, it does seem a little ridiculous. You know, I saw a tweet that somebody put out there saying you could give every minor leaguer an additional $300 a month out of this $6 million. Minor leaguers, you know, they're paid dirt, barely survive a lot of these guys. They don't make any money. I would like to see some of this money filter down to the minor leaguers.
Well, Mark, maybe we won't have a $6 million paycheck in retirement, but how can we, everyday people, come up with our own strategy for generating income for the rest of our lives? It's really important.
Well, the most important thing is to start as early as you can, like our special guest told us today. And if that is 50, that's 50. If it's 40, it's age 40. If you can start when you're 18, that's even better. If you're lucky enough to have your parents start when you're one or two, that's even better. So the longer we have to save, then the next question is, how much do you save? Well, the more you learn to put away, if you learn early to put away 20%, then that's nothing. You're always going to have that mindset. But as you get close to retirement, it's going to take more and more to put away to get to the number you need to get to so you don't run out of money. So start early, put away as much you can, get those habits early. Sometimes you sacrifice by not buying things you really don't need. You know, maybe you don't go to that movie. Maybe you stay at home and watch TV, or better yet, maybe you stay at home and play a board game or, you know, do something like that. So try to not spend money on things you really don't need, and instead make sure the priority is to save for retirement.
And it'll be worth it, because then when you do retire, you can have those moments of travel and splurging because you've prepared for it.
Well, you might also have the opportunity not to have to work. How can you go travel and not have to pay for it if you're working so hard because
so
you didn't save the money? So, yeah, the key is everything's going to be better if you, once you get that cash flow coming through your what I call a personal economic model. You have this lifestyle, you have this bucket, your lifetime capacity, the money you're going to make throughout your whole lifetime, and then it flows through the bottom. It's called cash flow, and you can either direct everything to current lifestyle, or you can make a decision to pump up some up into future lifestyle. So you actually have to make that decision, because what's consumed is gone forever. So you have to put things that, you know, you don't consume away, so you can consume later and not have to work.
And it's not that hard. I mean, it's a discipline, of course, but like what you're teaching your daughter Mia and your all three of your children, if you start doing it early on and it becomes a habit, then it's like breathing. You just don't think about it anymore.
Absolutely. I remember when I was little, and there was this little church in Fort Lauderdale. It was called St. Jerome's. And like once a year they would have this carnival. Well, my mom would give me like $10 or I think that's what it was back then, $10. And, you know, this is what I had for the whole carnival. So I had to make decisions on what I needed to do with this money. Unfortunately, my decision was to get quarters, slide the quarter into this machine that fell onto other quarters, and then you'd get quarters to fall into the bucket. Well, the quarters were falling out four sides, but only one side was going to you. The other three sides were going to the house. And I think I went through that 10 bucks in 15 minutes. So the rest of the carnival, I couldn't do anything. It was awful. You talk about a lesson.
There's a lesson.
The next time what I did is the next year I played bingo instead. So then you put a quarter down or whatever it is to buy one of those little strips, and you can sit there for hours with a quarter.
My gosh.
At least so, you made it last longer that time, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you had change, and you can go buy one of those funnel cakes with sugar on it.
Wait a minute, Mark.
That's the lesson I should have learned, not to eat the funnel cakes.
Are you telling me they had basically had gambling for children at the carnival?
Oh, yeah. You know, they play the game for you and show you how easy it is, and you just keep spending the money to, you know, try to get a toy. You spend $50 getting a toy that costs them a dollar.
It's a racket.
What is it teaching your kids, though? Consume, 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 and you get a little reward.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the wrong, I think it's the opposite. I honestly do. Yeah. So, you know, it's you have to let them have fun, though, too. You can't be overwhelming or overbearing. You have to let them have a little bit of fun. But
that's right. Balance.
Good lessons. Yeah.
We were talking about baseball earlier, and speaking of sports, Speedo has a new spokesman, and he's 91 years old. The swimwear giant has tapped Jürgen Schmidt to help them as they move away from the teeny tiny competitive swimsuits to more everyday wear.
The young ones come up and they say, "You're a role model," or "You're an icon," or "I want to be able to do what you're doing when I get your age." It makes me feel good. Why do I swim? It's a part of my life. I've been doing it all my life. And it's like, why do you go to bed? Why do you get up? Why do you have breakfast? This is the one thing in my life that I feel has made me a complete person.
Oh, well, clearly this Navy vet is an active person as well, and he's enjoying his life. He loves swimming. How can you help folks do the same, especially if they end up spending 35 or 40 years in retirement?
Hopefully they learn their lessons. You know, most people, you know, say they come to a seminar, or they go, they hear me on the radio, or they go to my blog. Well, if someone hasn't saved up any money, the information's not really going to help them that much. If they're already at retirement and they don't have anything. So most people that come across me have already had a habit of doing something. Was it enough? In some cases it was, and in some cases it wasn't. In some cases it was somewhere in the middle. So once I meet them, they've already done something for their whole life. And then I take what they've done and I find out what they want to do in the future, what their ideas are, their wishes, their dreams, their needs and their wants. And then from what they have, I create a plan. And now you have, like I tell everyone, you have human capital, you have social capital, and you have financial capital. So it used to be the three-legged stool was like Social Security, pensions, and now Social Security and pensions is on one leg, and we replaced that with human capital because some people now have to work into their retirement. So the three-legged stool is kind of changing because there's no more defined benefit plans. They're kind of combining the two, and the third leg is now, you know, human capital. So people have what they have, and they may have to work throughout retirement, maybe part-time, maybe not at all, depending on what they have and what their dreams and wishes are. I take all that information. I figure out a plan and figure out a plan that will hopefully help them not outlive their money.
Would you like to meet with Mark? The number to call is 1-800-7-MARK-72. Maybe you have questions. Maybe you want him to take a look at the plan you have in place and give you a good old-fashioned second opinion. He can help you with that. 1-800-762-7572. And Mark mentioned his blog. Go to retirementmark.com and read his blog updates. You can download the free resources for you, Thinking Outside the Money Box, which is Mark Lumia's book, and some other great reports at retirementmark.com. Well, the Social Security Administration is mailing out benefits again to most workers every 5 years. It's an estimate of what you can expect during your retirement years. But what other information do we need to consider, Mark, when it comes to maximizing those benefits?
Well, it's good that they're going to mail those out. And you know, the reason they stopped mailing those out in 2011, they wanted to save money. And by stop mailing those out, they saved like $70 million a year for mail-out statements. What they were trying to do is get people to go online and just look at it, because it would save them a lot of money. But when people get closer to retirement, they should know what they have. It's important that they see that information. I suggest you don't wait till, you know, 60 or 65 to start looking at those things. Maybe start looking at them when you're 20 or 30, because you're going to have to know what to do when you get to that age. Now, when you see that statement, it's a snapshot of that day. Basically, they're based on your current income. They're estimating that you're going to get the same income into the future, and they're looking at, without COLAs, what the numbers would be at 62, 66, and 70. Mm-hmm. So they're gonna have a number on this little estimate showing the amount that you will get at 62, which is 75% of what you would get at age 66 or full retirement age. And if you wait all the way to 70, it's actually 76% more, or you get what's called an 8% delayed credit plus the COLAs at age 70.
Oh.
So then you take that information and you figure out a plan. Do I take it early or do I delay it? Well, if you delay it and you have 76% more money, then your COLAs are always going to be bigger, because 1% of a lower amount is not as big as 1% of a bigger amount. And then maybe you can trade IRA dollars for Social Security dollars to drastically reduce your taxes. Now, that may not be good for everybody, because maybe that falls for people between 200 and 700,000. They're going to have to look at income and stuff like that. Maybe the effect of that won't be as great for people that have a lot more income. But generally, that's why you come to professional, to see if that's something you can do. If you can trade Social Security dollars for IRA dollars and drastically reduce your taxes, that's another good thing. Then you're planning. You're taking all these things, your Social Security, your if you're working or if you're not working, what financial capital you may have saved up, how to invest it, where to invest it, what money should I take first? Should I have any tax-free money? Should I leave the tax-free money forever and take the taxable money first? Are taxes going up or taxes going down? There's so many things to look at, and you take all this information, you create a plan based on their needs and their wishes. Mm-hmm. Everyone has what they need to survive, and people have what they really want to live on, or that's what we call lifestyle. And the better your numbers, the better your lifestyle, and you can do more things. Maybe go on that one extra cruise, as long as you have a plan that helps you not outlive your money.
And as you can tell, Mark knows about Social Security, among many things that he can help you with in planning for your retirement. He is available to answer your questions that you may have about Social Security. You can call 1-800-7-MARK-72. Well, some TurboTax users are fuming after learning that this year's deluxe software version won't let you file certain forms. That includes the Schedule D for capital gains and losses. You have to upgrade if you want to do that. Mark, what tips do you have for the do-it-yourself tax filers this season?
Well, be aware what the software let you do. You'd be very surprised if you buy a piece of software for $69.99 and you try to upload your return and you don't have a simple return.
Yeah.
And you need to upload Schedule D, Schedule C, Schedule E, and Schedule F, and it won't let you. Well, then you're going to have to pay more. But this is the key. According to the article, Forbes basically said the agent at the number, when you call the 800 number from the company, the people that answer the phone have the discretion to do what's necessary to keep the customer. Meaning he said that they will give a customer a free upgrade if they demand it.
Oh, well, that's good.
Or discounted one if that's not enough. But if you know that they're going to give you a free upgrade if you demand it, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So what I would say is call them and say you're not happy and you want to pay the same price and you want to be able to do what you were able to do mm-hmm. last year at the same price.
That's a good tip.
That was the tip of the article. Call them and complain. They don't want to lose you, so they're going to bring you back down to the price with all the benefits.
Well, this is good news. According to a recent survey in Money Magazine, 48% of retirees reported being happier than expected, with only 7% being disappointed. They published this, the 5 Secrets to Happy Retirement, and while only one of these has to do with money, it is first on the list. Tell us about this, Mark.
The first one is create a predictable paycheck. That's what we're telling you to come in to see us. We'll do a second opinion. You can come in for a retirement strategy stress test on your current plan. And we're going to try to create a plan that you can create an income that you can outlive, which is creating a predictable paycheck. Number two is to stick with what you know. If you have to or choose to work, don't try to learn something completely new. Secret number three is find 4 hobbies. Busy retirees tend to be happier. Choose something that is social. So they're basically saying stay busy. Don't sit at home and watch TV. Go out mm-hmm. and be active. Number four is rent late in life. What they're saying is instead of owning a house, rent. Because the further you get into retirement, the more houses of home ownership decrease your happiness. You know, you may not be able to cut the grass and you're unhappy mm-hmm. that something's not clean. Well, if you rent, you don't have to worry about a lot of the things you have to do with a house, maintenance and upkeep. Obviously, inside you have to, but, you know, the landlord does a lot of that stuff for you. And number five, keep your kids at arm's length. They say living within 10 miles of your kids leaves retirees less happy. So what they're saying is your kids don't make you as happy as you think they do.
Boundaries. It's called boundaries,
yeah.
People.
Yeah, keep them a little further away and, you know, maybe see them on holidays and stuff. I hope that's not true with my kids. I would love them to live right next door like the old-fashioned days. Aww. And, you know, that neighborhood thing and come knock on daddy's door if they need help.
Right.
Hopefully when I'm 80, they'll be knocking on my door still.
If you would like to knock on Mark's door and sit down and meet with him, 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. Mark's going to give you a complimentary retirement strategy stress test. He may even give you a life insurance x-ray, depending upon your needs. Hey, the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia returns right after this.